From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The number of cheetahs in the wilds of Africa has dwindled dramatically in the last 20 years. In places like Namibia, zoologists are working with local farmers and ranchers to save the endangered animals. Here in the United States, zoos and wildlife reserves are fighting to maintain the genetic diversity of cheetahs and to teach the public about the plight of the cats. NPR's Wade Goodwin traveled to one such facility in Texas called Fossil Rim.
It's 8:30 in the morning, and a dozen tourists are standing outside the northernmost reaches of the Texas Hill Country, waiting for open safari trucks that will take them on an African wildlife tour.
Fine, how are you this morning? Thank you.
Over the next 2 hours, they will see scimitar-horned oryx, antelopes, addicts, greater kudus the size of a small horse, giraffes, black and white rhinos, red wolves, and cheetahs. There are 59 species at the Wildlife Center, including 13 species that are endangered. More than 1,000 animals roam hundreds of acres of rolling meadows dotted with juniper, live oak, sumac, and mimosa.
So are y'all ready to go?
Yes, ma'am.
Fossil Rim is an endangered wildlife facility, but it's also a tourist attraction, a place where children can touch and pet and feed all kinds of animals, like rhinoceros, for example.
This one right here laying down is the dad. This is our resident bull here. And then in the far pen is the mom and baby. And we'll go down and see them in a little bit. We'll stop here and have a look at Gota Gota.
Fossil Rim is most famous for its work protecting and breeding cheetahs. In 1900, there were 100,000 cheetahs roaming Africa and Asia. By 1980, the number had dropped to 25,000. Now, 10 to 12,000 cheetahs are left, almost all in Africa. In the wild, cheetahs will range over 500 square miles hunting for food. As humans encroach into previously unpopulated parts of Africa, the cheetah's need for space has worked against them. They have strong cat characteristics. Besides being incredibly fast, they are shy and sometimes a little high-strung. Cheetahs like having some privacy, and they've been reluctant to breed in zoos, but that's not been true at Fossil Rim.
We have done very well with this species, and one of the reasons is because we have so much land here.
Mary Jo Stearns is an animal care specialist whose specialty is cheetahs.
We're able to offer them large areas to live and a variety of animals to live with and to reproduce with, and I think that's what it takes with cheetahs.
Fossil Rim, which currently has 18 cheetahs and sometimes has as many as 30, is part of the American Zoological Association's Species Survival Plan. The plan keeps track of and manages cheetah lineage. Cheetahs are traded to avoid inbreeding, strengthening adaptability. Reproductive physiologists hope to perfect artificial insemination techniques that would allow captive and wild cheetahs to be crossbred, increasing genetic diversity even further. For its part, Fossil Rim has had such success breeding cheetahs that zoos around the country send cheetahs that won't breed down to Glen Rose, Texas.
Come here, Ansto. Come here.
Amstel is one of Fossil Rim's many success stories. Over the last 15 years, 96 cubs have been born here. Amstel just bred for the first time and is now the proud mother of Aldolfo, Jelani, Layla, and Lulu. It is the physical space that Fossil Rim offers that helps the cheetahs relax and breed. The cheetahs are housed in a series of yards, some 5 acres large, and between the yards is a long runway for the males to parade down. Kelly Snodgrass, the chief animal care coordinator at Fossil Rim, says that when cheetahs mate, it is the female that does the choosing.
You can put a male out here running by a female, and if they show some interest, if she vocalizes, he vocalizes, she swishes her tail, boom, there you go, you put him in with her. So you are actually standing on one of the cheetah runways, Love Alley right here.
Sometimes the cheetahs are not good mothers. That can be especially true if they give birth to only one cub. Occasionally, Mary Jo Stearns has to raise the cubs herself, taking them home with her so that she can tend to them around the clock. No need to do this with Amstel's cubs, however. The mother sits happily, lazily in the sun on a brisk fall day while her cubs play in the brush. If you listen carefully, you can hear a sound few humans ever get to hear, the soft call of a mother cheetah telling her cubs to come closer. Amstel's cubs fly to their mother. Although these cheetahs are not wild, they sometimes get to act like their brethren in Africa. Their enclosure is surrounded by acres of undeveloped Texas hill country, and sometimes at night, a raccoon or a rabbit or an armadillo will stupidly squeeze its way inside the cheetah's fence. Mary Jo Stern says then the fast cats still remember how to be cheetahs.
You might find a little rabbit's tail. Sometimes you won't find anything but feathers. Turkeys, you don't find anything but the feathers. Armadillos, we do have a couple of cats that like armadillos. And you find, you know, the shell.
As vital as Stern's work breeding cheetahs is, Stern's and Snodgrass say allowing the public to see and hear and touch the animals is, in the long run, just as important. Whether it's listening to the bellow of a European red deer or fending off an 18-foot giraffe going for the cup of alfalfa pellets between your legs.
You're funny?
You're funny?
That's it.
You have big eyes.
It's bigger than Luke,
huh?
Look, they have big eyelashes.
It's bigger than Luke.
Your eyelashes are so big.
These are reticulated giraffes. And
no way.
That has to do with
you
the
don't
markings.
Bite anything you need there, pal. Better be a little
you
careful.
My
Kelly Snodgrass believes this kind of interaction between people and animals is important if endangered species are going to survive.
You need to see them. You need to see the amber eyes of the cheetah. You need to see the sable antelope grazing in a large area. Something about that, I think, gets to us somewhere deep in our minds that we are part of a bigger picture.
Nobody knows yet if it's possible to reintroduce captive cheetahs back into the wild. The best hope for the species rests with the cats that still live in the wild in places like Namibia, Kenya, Botswana, and South Africa. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Glen Rose, Texas.
And there's more about the Fossil Rim program on our website, npr.org.